Ken Barheit loved attending Longmont's Veterans Day Parade and he was planning to attend this year's as well, his daughter said today. He always stood up from his lawn chair and gave a full salute when the parade would go by, Lydia Tafoya, Barheit's daughter said. Barheit's father served in the U.S. Army in World War II in the Americal Division in the Philippines, Tafoya said. The 100-year-old Barheit died Tuesday in hospice care at Longmont United Hospital from the injuries he suffered in an attack on October 25. He lived a full life, volunteering, socializing and exercising every day. But he never forgot the sacrifices he and others made in the military to defend this country, Tafoya said. That's just the way he was, he loved God and he loved his country. Barheit, only 2 months away from turning 101, was attacked October 25 on the sidewalk outside of the Longmont Regent Retirement Community on the 2200 block of Main Street. A man sitting on a bench outside the complex shoved Barheit into a parked car and then the ground, Tafoya said. Just before the attack, Barheit had said hello to the man, who yelled at Barheit that he did not like the N-word, Tafoya said. The man rushed at Barheit, who raised one of his canes to defend himself, but the man tackled her father, football style, Tafoya said. Tafoya said her dad suffered several fractures including to his pelvis, lower back and spine. The attack also damaged his heart. Still, he stayed in good spirits while at the hospital, enjoying the attention from the hospital staff who called him, young man, she said. He even challenged his granddaughter to a wheelchair race, Tafoya said. Barheit stayed in good shape throughout his life, doing 30 push-ups every morning and taking 2 long walks a day, his daughter said. The trauma from the attack was too much for him and he finally faded over the weekend. He knew who I was even close to the end, I would lean in and talk to him and he knew I was there, Tafoya said. Her father was a compassionate man who volunteered in several Longmont nonprofits, Tafoya said. Elaine Klotz, our center development director, said she got acquainted with Barheit through his work with the Kiwanis Club. He was so kind, and always had a smile on his face, Klotz said. He was such a warm and helpful person to be around. Barheit told his daughter that man who attacked him was likely homeless and suffering from mental illness. Still, I told him they need to find this man before he hurts someone else, Tafoya said. He said, yeah, you are probably right. Barheit and a witness gave police a limited description of the suspect as a white man wearing blue pants with a blue checkered pattern on them, Tafoya said. While police have canvassed businesses in the area, they are asking for anyone who may have video of this incident, or was a witness to please contact Longmont Police Detective Clark at 303-774-4392.